You're listening to CJLO 1690 AM.
The City of Montreal announced that the borough of Rosemont-la-Petite-Patrie will get $6.5 million in government subsidies for two housing projects. The projects will create 150 affordable units, and 20% of them will be three-bedroom apartments suitable for families. The cooperative La Joie de Rosemont plans to transform and expand a former medical clinic to create 55 apartments by October. These subsidies are part of Mayor Valérie Plante's election promise to develop 12,000 social, affordable, and family housing units by 2021. Canadians charged with simple possession of cannabis will now be able to apply for a pardon online for free. On Thursday, Justice Minister David Lametti announced that Bill C-93, legislation that was adopted last June, is now in force, meaning that Canadians with criminal records for possession of up to 30 grams of cannabis won't have to wait 5 years after completing their sentence to apply for a pardon. Lametti said it was the next logical step after Canada legalized cannabis consumption last October. Saudi Arabia announced its plans to allow women over the age of 21 to travel without needing permission from a male guardian. When the order will take effect, however, is still unknown. The announcement follows a series of young women fleeing the country and seeking asylum after alleging that Saudi Arabia's controversial guardianship laws made them slaves to male relatives. Currently, women of any age require a guardian's permission to travel internationally. To hear the news and learn more about the news team, visit cjlo.com/news.
I'm sailing away, set an open course from the virgin sea. I got to be free, free, free to face a life that's ahead of me. I'm born, I'm a captain, so climb aboard. I'll search for tomorrow. I know it'll be there. I'll try, oh Lord, I'll try to carry on. I look to the sea, free to face a life that's ahead of me. Some happy, some sad. I think of every childhood and the friends we had. Well, I live forever, so the story goes. But somehow we missed out, no heart of gold. But we will try best I This is Claudia Rocks. This is the Audio Pen Pals, and this is Claudia Rocks. And on today's show, we got big news. One of them. The other two Audio Pen Pals will say their name first.
DJ Jerry.
DJ Big Peter.
DJ Grills. We're 1690 AM, and we're brought to you by the Concordia Council for Student Life, which I think I have so much trouble pronouncing
which
it that
I
they,
thought
they get extra
Grills
publicity. You're gonna say Jerry?
Helped us create the better typing for the mics. You know what I mean?
Well, you're definitely not wrong about that. They provided Braille all around the studio. There's Braille as far as the finger can see.
But not just that, Grills. You had another project you were going to announce?
Huh?
Well, we're going to give a shout out to DJ Julie Perry, DJ Gundam Seed Destiny. They couldn't join us today.
What about our project that you were going to announce?
And we just want to let our listeners know that we're currently holding a contest for the Audio Pen Pals. We're looking for our fans to go out and do random good deeds and acts of kindness for their community. So what you're going to do is go out and do your good deed. You know, it doesn't have to... You were going to say, Claudia?
And then, I was going to say, to top that, you get to take a picture with us.
I wonder where.
At the studio.
So we're going to want you to go out into the community and do your good deeds. Send us a little message about what you did. Post it on our Facebook, Audio Pen Pals. And then we'll vote on the winner, who will get the grand prize.
Is a picture with us.
Do you want to announce what the grand prize is?
The grand prize is you get a picture with us and a signed autograph of our initials, our names. So, that's it.
So that's it. The grand prize winner gets our full autograph, and the runner-up gets just the initials. So before we go into a little commercial break there, is there anything else that you wanted to announce?
Not really, but I wonder if the other two Audio Pen Pals has anything to say to that.
To, may I ask what?
To our little, prize, or add to our prize.
I think we should wait on that decision for the other ones to come back before we say anything. Right, Pete?
August 20th to 25th, MuTech presents 6 days and nights of electrifying experiences, showcasing live electronic music and digital creativity with more than 80 artists for its 20th edition this year. Tim Hecker and Konoyo Ensemble, August 21st at Théâtre Maisonneuve. 3 epic nights at MTELUS, the all-live, all-improv Circle of Live with Sebastian Moulart, Matthew Johnson, and more, August 22nd. Friday Techno with Blauan on August 23rd, and then Dance Till Dawn with Jelen, Nicola Cruz, and more, August 24th. For more info, schedule, free programs, and tickets, hit mutech.org or download the app.
CJLO in Concordia University sits on the traditional territory of the Mohawk, or the Ganegahaga people. The island called Montreal is known as Dardake in the language of Ganegaha, and has historically been a meeting place for other Indigenous nations, including the Algonquin people.
FemAM is Concordia's only feminist talk show. We shed light on gender issues in your community that affect you through interviews and discussions. Give us a listen every Friday afternoon at 3 p.m. only on CGLO 1690 AM.
I thought you had long since given up on me. I wouldn't have blamed you for that. It took me too long to see. I should have known that she was trouble. We were meant to be. Who would have thought that you were away from me? I wanna write the best song.
I know you're so fine.
I'm trapping my mind, girl, just holding on. I don't wanna pretend we're something, we're nothing. I've been stuck thinking about air, I can't hold on.
Règle ton par commun, est-ce m'a fait la fête allongé sur le divan number two. Elle réclame sa conquête, tu trembles quand tu te laisses prendre. Cœur à Dieu, cœur à pas, tu t'alignes dans ses doigts. Des pas de minuit au deuxième étage,
salty spittoon, the roughest, toughest sailor club ever to be built under the seven seas. Only the best of the best can get in. You need to have muscles. You need to have muscles on your muscles. You need to have muscles on your eyeballs.
And while we're jumping back in, my friends remember me. I'm a focus, that's the role it's supposed to be. Hometown, Asheville, Philly, and my
Hi, this is Claudia Ross from 1690 AM, and this is the Audio Pen Pals, and we have
DJ Jerry,
DJ Big Pete,
Grills,
and you know, it's not fair that older people, and it's not just about the older people, it's about everybody, how people get mistreated.
By what?
In hospitals.
In hospitals.
Hospitals, and it's like they say, if you go wait in a waiting room right now, okay, there, one thing I have to say is that you go to the Jewish, for example, and you can be old, young, and you, okay, you definitely don't hear what's going on if when you're being called, okay? So, it's like, wait, somebody was telling me, okay, she went to the Jewish, and they were waiting. I think it was her mother-in-law, I'm not sure, but she said to me that she's like, when you, it's like, her own mother-in-law didn't even hear it, but that's not her fault. It's because they don't, now it's like, it's on a screen. So how is anybody supposed to know that it's on a screen when you're sitting, waiting, and the screen is right behind you?
So if you're sitting nearer to the wall, for example,
yes,
and you're right under the screen, there has to be another one at the other direction.
But no, there isn't. That's the thing. There's not even one for somebody that's blind. You see where I'm going with this?
Oh.
So,
we'd like to remind you that Audio Pen Pals is brought to you by the Concordia Council for Student Life, and we're always looking to increase our team and to work on new projects within the community. So if you want to join up with the Audio Pen Pals, don't let anything stop you. You can call us or text us in the studio at 514-848-7471, but it's much better to get through to us as a Facebook message or audiopenpals.cjlo@gmail.com. And we're looking also to push forward any projects. If somebody wants to get some airtime, you know, because they're working on something that's really good for any marginalized community, you know, queer people of color, disability. Not even if they don't want to be part of the group, you know, we're still out there giving a voice for the underdog. So contact us if you think that our safe space can be useful to you.
You see what I mean, Pete? It's like I say. So how are you supposed to know when it's your turn? How? Because it's right in back of you, but you're not. You don't hear it. No one hears it. It's so low that you don't even hear it.
In hospitals, they know if you're blind or not because it says in your medical records. And
yeah, but now.
Usually, when you're blind, okay, you go and see a doctor, they send somebody to come and get you when it's your turn to go see the doctor.
Yeah, but now in the Jewish, they don't even do that.
Yeah, they do.
No, my boss just told me they don't do that anymore. They don't do that anymore.
Oh, so if you go to the super hospital...
The super hospital is different.
And I followed Pete's suggestion. Even if you're blind, someone in a super hospital emergency room would do so, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But all the hospitals, they help.
See, you don't have to do that for somebody that's blind. You don't have to, because they can do that for themselves. If they don't want help, you don't have to force it.
Right. So how does a person go see the doctor if you're blind and you don't need help? Next.
They can figure it out. They've probably been there multiple times. But it's still, the system hasn't gone fixed yet. And so we need, the government has to get it fixed some way or another.
So what would you say is one possible solution?
I would say, put more signs out there. Even if you have to make it louder for the person to hear it, make it louder, because some people do not hear. Some people do not hear, and it's not their fault, okay? I would say, try to go to the board of directors and see what is the right thing to do. Okay, because they can help you do the right thing. So, that's all I can say, really. If you go to the board of directors, they will help you find a solution to your problem. Yeah.
You've just been listening to Barnacle. They're a great band, so you can go to their Bandcamp, Barnacle MTL, something like that, through Google should get you their stuff, and you can get it at very low rates.
Yeah, so, and especially the bed situation, they have to fix their bed situation.
At how much cost?
I don't know, but their bed situation, their... Yes, it's nice to have a bed to yourself, but not everybody wants a bed. Not everybody. Not that the having a bed to yourself is good, okay, in that situation, but they need to make more spaces so people can, even that people that are not sick, instead of, you know, I know you kick them out after they're better, okay? That's a given.
Yeah, Claudia.
Okay.
I disagree with you, but
that's a
maybe.
After they're sick, it's a given. But okay, but you know, what if somebody else became sick, and you're still sick? Then what? And there's no room. What are you gonna do? You know, kick that person out because they're not that sick. You know?
So if a person got into a car accident and they're gonna say, oh, the person that's better in the bed that the person wants to get to, it needs a bed, you're gonna say kick them out?
No, what I'm saying, Jerry, is let's say when I was in the hospital, okay? I wasn't that sick. I could have been kicked out of the hospital a long time ago, but they kept me. But if there was another person that was sick after me, they probably would have kicked me out earlier and given that bed to somebody else.
At least you got, you stayed in the hospital because of your heart.
So, let's go back to another song.
We'll be right back.
CJLO in Concordia University sits on the traditional territory of the Mohawk, or the Ganegahaga people. The island called Montreal is known as Dardake in the language of Ganegeha, and has historically been a meeting place for other indigenous nations, including the Algonquin people.
The Groove Masters Hour on CJLO 1690 on your AM dial. Every Friday, from 5 to 6 p.m. The Groove on your way home. 514-848-7471. Give us a call.
Excuse me. Is that your real voice?
Celebrating 10 years of NDG Arts Week. From August 19th to 25th, the NDG Arts Week Festival presents a special edition for its 10-year anniversary, with a variety of engaging activities for the community, families, and kids. Notre Dame de Arts is proud to present this year's edition, which includes events such as Opera in the Park, NDG Off the Wall, the 16th edition of Street Vibes, and the main event of the week, Samedi in the Park, featuring an all-star collective of musical talent from NDG. For more information and the full program, visit artsndg.ca or the Facebook page at artsndg.
Hi, this is Claudia Rocks, and this is the Audio Pen Pal calling you from 6090 AM. And we just want to mention that the contest is still going on, and we would love you to do what we told you to do, okay? But we're going to have to say goodbye for now. So goodbye from Claudia Rocks. Hope to see you soon, because I'm going on vacation. So, okay,
for
bye.
For a week.
Okay, bye.
And I'm DJ Jerry.
This is DJ Big Peter. Have a good weekend and
stay safe.
Stay safe. Stay hydrated. Stay cool.
DJ Grill signing off.
La la la. Tum me, 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 t